Welcome to The Gauge, a new podcast brought to you by Green Gauge, the first fully integrated financial services group, bridging the traditional financial services space with the new digital innovations happening in crypto assets and blockchain. In this series, we gauge expert opinion on the latest tech trends and plan to bring you a measured approach to discussing key developments in the world of blockchain and digital assets.
I'm very excited to have Katie Harries with us from Coinbase for the next episode of The Gauge. Katie's someone I've had the pleasure to get to know through the Stand With Crypto movement, but also through various industry bodies. Katie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. I've been an avid listener of The Gauge, so delighted to be here today.
I always like to start out just by asking you who you are. Obviously, we've crossed paths a few times, but would you mind telling the listenership, how did you get into crypto? What's your background?
Yeah, sure. I'm Katie. I'm a director for international policy at Coinbase. I actually spent 16 years at Goldman Sachs in the government affairs team there. I'm a policy person, so I lived through the financial crisis, but 10 years post-financial crisis, I realized that the most interesting space for a policy person was either going to be in digitalization or in green finance. And I became really interested in digital assets. I went down the rabbit hole and I really saw the opportunity for the city, for the UK's capital markets, but also for the economy more broadly. And so the opportunity came up at Coinbase, which is one of the world's largest and one of the only publicly listed crypto asset exchanges. And I thought it was a fascinating opportunity. And I think this is just a great space for a policy person, where we're engaging with policymakers, regulators as they design the first regulatory framework for crypto assets. So it's a really fascinating time to be in this space.
To go with you, I hadn't appreciated the full tenure with Goldman Sachs. I love that your story is actually one that I've heard not too infrequently, coming from a traditional world, but understanding the trends in digital. And I appreciate you've got a wide brief in your policy role, but one of the things we've enjoyed to be involved with is this Stand With Crypto move, which obviously started in the US. Would you mind giving some context to, obviously, the US Stand With Crypto movement, but also what you're thinking here in the UK?
Yeah, sure. So Stand With Crypto, it started in the US and it has been a hugely impactful initiative. They now have 1.4 million advocates. So 1.4 million people in the US have signed up to Stand With Crypto, and it's played a really influential role in the positive outcome of the FIT21 vote on the bill that went through the House, which was an really important step in terms of driving regulatory clarity in the US. And now what we're seeing is that it's playing a really important role in the election campaign, because 1.4 million crypto advocates are being turned into crypto voters. So I think we all know this is going to be an extraordinarily close election in the US, but there are 52 million Americans that own crypto. That's one in five people. It's actually really remarkable. And what they're seeing is that many of these individuals prioritize crypto issues when they're considering how to vote. So Stand With Crypto is getting a political chorus together. The crypto voter is becoming organized. Because of the success in the US, we've decided to expand Stand With Crypto internationally to the UK. We've also launched in Canada, and I think we're looking to expand to Australia later this year, and other countries will, of course, follow. But I think what we're very conscious of is that you can't just take a cookie cutter approach, and you can't cut and paste what's happening in the US and then just put it in the UK, because actually there's a very different political environment in the UK. In fact, we don't even want to politicize crypto in the UK. And also in the UK, we're firmly on the path of getting regulatory clarity. So a very different political and regulatory environment. What's really important for us and what we're doing a lot of thinking on is, what does it mean to stand with crypto in the UK?
It's a good question. You and I both have been trying our best to raise awareness, and education is a core theme, also one of the reasons we set up The Gauge. I'd love to hear a few of your thoughts for maybe how the UK Stand With Crypto will be different.
The way I think about it is that we see a huge opportunity for the UK to lead from the front and become a global center, a global hub for digital assets, for tokenization, for blockchain technologies. Stand With Crypto in the UK is all about promoting a positive business and policy environment for crypto assets in the UK. So what does that mean in practice? What I see as galvanizing the community. So I always think there's lots of kind of sub-communities, micro-communities in the blockchain space. We want to bring everyone together, bring these communities together and create a true grassroots movement. Perhaps most importantly, what we're doing is we want to showcase the economic benefits and the social utility of this new technology. And what that means is shining a spotlight on all the innovation that's taking place up and down the country, where small business leaders are building on the blockchain. As an industry, particularly as policy people, we're all often in the Treasury or the FCA engaging on specific rules. But actually, if you want to engage on the minutiae specific rules, you need to win hearts and minds about the potential of this new technology. And with a new government, it's more important than ever that we do this broader educational piece. And we want to really show where blockchain technology can help the government achieve its objectives. So unlocking investment, jobs, innovation, inclusive growth, support for SMEs, provision of public services, all of which should resonate very strongly with the new government.
One would hope any government. These are topics that are important for the economy and the health of the body politic at large. I had the privilege of attending an event that was held with Stand With Crypto with some parliamentarians attending, and there were some great use cases referenced in that event. And I welcomed, we thought about the technology itself, the blockchain, a lot in the perspective of financial services. We're always thinking about regulation and care of consumers, etc. But it's not just a financial services story. Are there any use cases you'd like to highlight that you think have resonated well in the policy space?
Yeah, I wanted to pick up on a few things that you say there in terms of like the potential of the technology across the economy. This comes back to the point around shining that spotlight on all the innovation that's taking place on the blockchain. What's exciting about this technology is that it has the potential to transform every sector of the economy. We really want this kind of cross-government blockchain strategy because we can drive efficiencies across the economy. There are small businesses across many different sectors that are driving these real world use cases, the jobs, the growth up and down the countries outside of the City of London. And that's what Stand With Crypto is all about. It's about showcasing that innovation. And it's about giving those entrepreneurs a voice, because actually they are the best advocates for the industry to explain the transformative potential of the technology. You mentioned a few of the events that we've done recently. We had a reception in the House of Commons, that was back in June. And what we did is we had these entrepreneurs showcasing their businesses and screens around the room. And then we had six entrepreneurs that gave 2-minute pitches on why they built their businesses on the blockchain. And that included NFTs for train ticketing. So Journey On is a fantastic business. We did a spotlight on another firm that was using blockchain to democratize telecommunications, a firm called Weaver Labs. And then there were other companies that use the blockchain to record recipes over periods of time as they change. And then another one for supply chain tracking. And so we had a minister and a shadow minister. So it was actually a Conservative minister at the time, but we also had a shadow minister there who met these businesses. The Department of Business met them, and feedback that we had back from that was fantastic, because they expected to come to an event to hear about technology. But actually, what they were hearing about was telecommunications or transportation or supply chain tracking. And the penny really dropped that blockchain technology is an underlying technology that can drive innovation across the economy. That was a revelation, was an important moment. But I also wanted to come back to the point that you made around this being across the country. We've been very conscious of the fact that Web3 and blockchain technology is not just about the City of London. It's way broader than that. And we actually launched Stand With Crypto in Manchester. And I like that because the start of the Industrial Revolution was in Manchester in the north. We hope to see the digital revolution starting in the north as well. That would be very helpful. And we want cities to position themselves as tools within the UK of blockchain technology. We did a fantastic event with Andy Burnham, who's the very influential Labour mayor of Manchester. And we were showcasing to the mayor the businesses in his constituency, in his backyard, that are building on the blockchain. He was super interested to learn how Web3 can address some of the challenges in terms of individuals owning their content, their data, etc. And he stood up in a room in front of 100 Stand With Crypto advocates and said that the movement, as he understood it, as he had just learned, was about economic progress. It was about social progress. What he said is what Manchester is all about, what it embodies. And that he was in. And that is exactly what we are trying to do with Stand With Crypto, to educate policymakers so they can understand the benefits and they can get on board with the movement.
I think it's great. We've obviously been in various discussions with policymakers over the years, and a lot of the terminology we tried to distill into maybe more easily understandable and digestible phrases. But what you're doing cut through. It's that real life business experience and people that are living those stories that seems to gather momentum. Also, the cross UK story is great. Obviously, you're a very clear thinker and very articulate. I'm mindful that often with putting forward a movement like Stand With Crypto UK, there'll be some goals that the movement's looking to achieve. What would you like to see from government?
Oh, that's a good question. So, as I said, this movement is mostly about the social utility, the economic benefits of the technology. But we did pull together a manifesto during the election campaign around what we would want to see the government. And that goes back to the overriding mission, which is to make sure that the UK promotes a positive policy and business environment for blockchain technology and crypto assets in the UK. So we did put together this manifesto. It has 7 recommendations, but just to give you a flavor of some of the things that we're asking for, and I can draw on a few if that's helpful. First of all, it's about the government promoting the UK as a global Web3 and tokenization hub. And that means in practice, delivering a strong political message that the UK is open for business, for fintech, for Web3 and crypto asset firms. Because I think what that does, that strong political messaging from the top, is that it gives firms the confidence to invest and to grow in the UK. So never underestimate the importance of top level political messaging. So the second thing is, we need to deliver on a comprehensive regulatory framework for crypto assets. The UK's made a lot of progress so far. There have been various consultations. We're waiting a lot on the legislation, but it's really important that the government now moves at speed to lay that legislation. We're seeing a lot of progress elsewhere. The EU's obviously moved ahead with MiCA. We want the UK to keep pace. And as part of that regulatory framework, regulatory clarity on staking, getting the legislation through on staking is particularly important because we want to preserve retail participation in staking, which is so critical to proof of stake blockchains and all the innovation that's taking place on them towards Web3. And then perhaps just a third one I would mention, which is around delivering a cross-government strategy for blockchain technology. I personally think that a smart cross-government embrace of blockchain, so led by DSIT, which is the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology, would drive efficiency across government, across the economy, and put the UK ahead of any other jurisdiction. That very strategic positioning of the technology as an underlying technology that can support many sectors. There are a few technologies I think of as frontier technologies, AI being another one. The UK should really focus on creating super clusters of frontier technologies so that innovation propels growth of the UK economy.
We'd all agree a lot of the building blocks are there, the universities, the legal framework, financial services as a hub, technology even, and we welcome all the opportunities to shout a bit that there's something to work with and be proud of. One of the things I'd like to drill in a bit, if I may, is obviously Coinbase is a heavyweight in our industry. You're speaking on behalf of the firm and Standard Crypto UK. Could you explain a bit more of the background of Coinbase's involvement with Standard Crypto?
Yeah, in the UK, it's following a similar model as we saw in the US. And it's this inception in the US, Standard Crypto was incubated within Coinbase. But over time, as in the US and also in the UK, we wanted to grow into a true industry initiative, like a grassroots movement. Yes, I work at Coinbase. I'm also leading the charge to try and drive Stand With Crypto in the UK. That's about making sure there's overall alignment in the mission between the US and the UK. But over time, we definitely see kind of decentralization as the industry voice grows, which is why you'll have seen in the UK that we've been announcing partners, and we're delighted to have Greengage a part of that, but it's a fantastic group. We've got TP ICAP, we've got Polygon, Solana Super Team, Zodia Custody, Animoca Brands, Archax, so kind of a powerhouse of brands that are coming in behind Stand With Crypto, and we're due to announce our second cohort in the next few weeks as well, so watch this space on that. But what I hope is that over the next few months, we'll have 20 to 30 big hitting partners, hopefully by the end of the year, that will help to drive the movement, because this is not just about one firm, it's about a community. And we hope that the partners will help us drive signups. And what I would also say is that an unexpected corollary of the partners is that the partners are coming to us to say that they're launching specific initiatives or they've got an idea to grow the movement. And so we're working with different partners to amplify the work that they're already doing and to initiate new projects as well. So it's been fantastic working with a broader group of stakeholders. I'm really excited about where this is all going.
I appreciate one of the next steps is to scale the number of partners. And you gave an ambitious figure, which I gather you have plans in place already to fill. What are some other plans you're looking to unfold in the coming months, maybe even years, with the movement?
Yes, so we've got some really exciting plans. We're doing an event with SME for Labour, and we're going to be handing out cans of water which say Stand With Crypto, refresh the system. So that's a brand moment to make people more aware of the movement and what we're trying to do. And there'll be a QR code that takes people to the website. They can see the manifesto, etc. Really excited to be at the Labour Party conference. We'll be very active during the London Web3 Week. So this is around kind of Zebu Live, which is the largest gathering of Web3 firms in the UK. They tend to attract about 3,000 firms, and it's now been renamed as London Web3 Week as a result of that. So we're going to be doing a community event around Zebu Live. And then we're building up to a rally in Stand With Crypto rally in the House of Commons in November. That that will be a really exciting event. We've got a few really exciting potential speakers up our sleeve for that event, which I can't tell you yet, but I'm really looking forward to the moment when I can tell you. But that will be a really fantastic event later in November. But I think actually what I'm most excited about is expanding Stand With Crypto geographically. We've mentioned that we've launched in London, we've launched in Manchester, but I want to expand further because, as we've just said, it's much broader than the City of London. And I've got Bristol on my mind, I've got Leeds on my mind, because I know that there are thriving Web3 communities in these pockets around the UK. And I really want to go and get to know these businesses, hear their use cases, and put those cities on the map.
Completely. I've also been impressed with Scotland. There's quite a big fintech and Web3 community north of the border. One last thing for me, and obviously would welcome closing comments from you, but one of the things I've been impressed by is, even in the short time since we've made the announcement, I've had contacts knocking on our door saying, how do we get involved? What are the ways that people can get involved with Stand With Crypto? Are you looking for additional firms, looking for individuals? What are the best areas to support?
Yeah, so foremost, I'd say, please sign up to Stand With Crypto. By signing up to Stand With Crypto, you are saying, I recognize and I want to promote the benefits of this technology for society. How can we use the blockchain to solve society's problems? So I'd encourage everyone, all of your listeners, to sign up for Stand With Crypto. But more broadly than that, I would say, get in touch. Tell us how we can help. One thing that I'm loving doing is getting to know the entrepreneurs, these small business leaders. Small businesses, backbone of the UK economy. We all know that. And the stories of the innovation that is taking place across the UK are really inspiring. And we want to showcase that for you. So if you have a business, a really exciting use case, get in touch, because we would love to spotlight that. But we also want to create, as I said, communities across the UK that are getting together to talk about issues, promoting blockchain technology. And if you've got a gathering, you want it to put it under the umbrella of Stand With Crypto, get in touch. And again, that's something that we can work with you on.
That's a most generous offer. And I wouldn't be surprised if people took you up on that. Any closing comments? I'm mindful you've got a lot to say and a lot to offer. But lastly, for me, just a big thank you for joining us on The Gauge.
Thank you very much for having me. The one thing I would just leave you with is that I'm just incredibly excited about the opportunity for the UK. It's a huge opportunity for the UK to lead from the front on a technology that I think will revolutionize society, that will revolutionize the economy, could revolutionize the UK's capital markets. I'm personally really excited to be on this journey, and I can't wait to see where it takes us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Katie.
No, thank you very much for having me, Sean.